And now we'll look at the City of Boston's cultural plan that includes an artist residency program called Boston Air. For nearly a year, 10 artists have been embedded in different community centers. As WBUR Arts reporter Maria Garcia shows us, Boston Air is changing the way the city measures the benefit of art.
Boston Air's executive director, Karen Goodfellow, is still kind of figuring out how to talk about the experimental program.
And so it's hard to pin it down and say this is exactly what it is. I think we can say that we're embedding artists into City Boston agencies and integrating art and creative thinking into our practices and policies as a city.
The city paid each of the 10 artists $27,500 for about a year's residency, plus $12,000 for materials, and then just kind of gave the artists the freedom to develop programs at community centers. Goodfellow says Boston Air exists not to be measured, but to be experienced.
Part of this is also a certain element of trust and belief that there is something worthwhile in art making, even when it is hard to quantify, even though we can't always have, you know, proof of an economic impact.
Okay, before I start, how is summer? How is summer so far?
Good.
Artist Lina Maria Giraldo used her residency to teach children and adults in Hyde Park how to build cameras from unconventional materials.
Oh, the battery.
We didn't open it. Oh, no, it's broken now. I'm tired.
The cameras look like cardboard contraptions fastened by Velcro clasps. Inside the cardboard, a lens, microphone, and lots of wires that the class learned how to code.
We want to create this sense of being a maker instead of being a consumer.
There are a lot of things in life that can be done, you know, with what others call trash.
That's longtime Hyde Park resident Jean Bogard, who learned how to code sitting next to preteen girls young enough to be his granddaughters.
It was kind of funny. Sitting down with those kids beside you as peers, you know, classmates, made me smile.
The students, many of them immigrants or sons and daughters of immigrants, interviewed people in the neighborhood with their new cameras, exploring issues of identity.
Where are your parents from?
My parents are from Colombia. When you move to a new place and you're first or second generations, ownership is something very difficult to understand. And it's hard to feel at home.
Across the city, at the Blackstone Community Center, artist Rasheen Fahandesh and her class of teens and adults are walking through the South End.
Seeing again what the space around us is and what it means.
Rasheen wants people to pay closer attention to public structures, from benches to doorways. And what the spaces invite our bodies to do or adversely restrict them from doing. A grad student attending the workshop, Hama Pertad, leads the group to a tree enclosed in wrought iron bars with nowhere to sit.
It's a public space that's meant for everyone, supposedly. I feel it excludes people who need a space to rest or to linger or the homeless, the sick.
It's not lost on Rasheen that the workshop asks critical questions of public space in a city-sponsored program.
I think it's important that the city is recognizing the voice of art or the space of art as a space that we could think together about social issues or social justice issues.
The city will begin taking applications for the next round of artists this fall, though the program may change a bit next year based on feedback from this year's participants. The impact for now is most evident in the people meeting and interacting with artists, often for the first time in their lives. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Maria Garcia.